Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Please travel with me. And the priest brought in the ark of the Lord, where? Unto his place, to the oracle of the house, into the most holy place, and under the wings of the cherubim. Please, I want you to pay attention here. All of that experience, that worship, and all the sacrifices that were being offered, the priests, their task. How many priests do we have here this morning? How many of us are kings and priests? Look at what the Lord said is our assignment. That when we worship, our only job is to ensure that his heart, his presence, is being brought into... Please put that scripture back there. Is to be brought into his place. There is a place in God that is called his place, his own place, his own place. There are places we will keep him and he will not be satisfied. There are places we will give to him and he would know that he was sharing that space with your husband. He was sharing that space with your wife or with that bank alert that you just got. Look at what the scripture said. They brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord into his place. And where is that place? To the oracle of the house. What do we mean by the oracle? That is where the voice of God will proceed. They brought him into that place of honor. You have to learn how to worship till you know that you have brought him into his place where he can speak. Look at what the scripture said. Into the most holy place. Where is the place of the Lord? The most holy place. That is that place in that moment, in that season, where God is the most revered. Where God alone has the voice. Where God alone has the throne. It is the most holy place and there is no warfare there. There is no warfare there. Under the wings of the cherubim. Jump to verse 8. For the cherubims, when they see the ark of the Lord, what do? They spread forth their wings over the place of the ark. And the cherubims cover the ark and the staves thereof. Why would they do that? Because that which is coming forth from the presence of the Lord is holy. So they need to protect what that expression is. They need to protect it. That is why only people who have traveled... Bring it down a bit. Only those who have traveled that far will hear some kind of songs. Go and read the book of Revelations. Every time God was about to make a proclamation, you will hear, and they sang. And they sang. Every time something was about to break forth, put that scripture. I need that scripture more than my face. Say they spread for their wings. Some of us have never experienced this one. Some of you have touched it once in a while. Or at some point in your life. Listen, there are things that need to be protected. That's why they spread their wings. There are things that will only be given to those who are worthy. But you see, you cannot do this in 5 minutes. I know we've preached and said it's not in the amount of prayer and the amount of singing. My brother, it is both quality and quantity. It is both what? Quality and quantity. Because God deserves both. Come on, I say God deserves both. God, you've got to know this. I know there are moments you pray for 5 minutes and you touch God, but listen, God enjoys your presence. He said, and the staves thereof above. Please give me the 9th verse quickly. Let's just enjoy this. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark of before the oracle, but they were not seen without. And there it is unto this day, verse 10. There was nothing in the ark save the 2 tables which Moses put therein at Horeb. And this is some other conversation, but we will not touch this today. When the Lord made covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified. Worship will sanctify you. There is a preparation to come into the presence of God. Don't come recklessly. Don't come any hour. Prepare to come. The Lord said to Moses, tell them to sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. There is something about preparation that God honors. And did not then wait by cost. 12. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, You see, these were streams in the prophetic ministry of music. And I needed to know that music is an arm of the prophetic ministry. Alright? When you hear people that are psalmists, they are just being trying to be humble. Psalmists are prophetic people. Hallelujah. Psalmists are prophetic people. You may not know, they are very humble, but don't worry. But they are prophets. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of Aman, these are streams. Which means if you bring Asaph up and he will sit here like David and he will begin to worship in the way he has just done it, and then he gets up and you bring Eman, you will begin to hear another stream. You begin to hear another stream like, what was that? Where is that coming from? Another sound from another corner from God's throne. Is completely different but also intense. Of Jedutun, and their, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in fine, in white linen. All these things are descriptions of purity. That if I'm going to come before the Lord, I've got to go through a place of cleansing, into a season of cleansing. When you say you want to wait on the Lord for 7 days, take 1 day to cleanse yourself. Don't come recklessly. Don't go in with your list of 49 projects for 2024 and smash it in his face. Listen to me, say, Holy God. And he knows when you are just a user. He knows. He knows when you are just trying to get what you want. And he knows when you really want to be changed. Say, come with your white linen. Come on, say, purity is a requirement for his presence. You say, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, they stood at the east end of the altar. Come on, say east end. The east end there represents the spirit realm. They stood in the place where they could find an accurate tangent to be able to relate with God. Every time you find east, go and look at it. It has to do with the spirit realm. Even Muslims, when they pray, they face the east. It is strategic. This thing is very strategic, okay? Certain things are not just Christian, they are spiritual. Which means anybody who understands that thing, we plug into something, and with them they'll say 120 priests sounding the trumpet. Listen to me, worship can become intense when you have numbers. 120 priests with the same heart, 120 with trumpets. That word trumpet there represents a prophetic sound. It represents a sound that is not filtered. It is coming under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And listen to me, you have to find your 120. You have to find those God is bringing into your space. Sometimes, as even as pastors, you are struggling to connect, and then you just give your brother a call and he doesn't even know what's going on with you. But because the hearts are one, he begins to speak. Sometimes you pick a call and you're just singing a song. You call somebody at the other end, and the person was singing a song while he picked your call, and that was what you were just looking for. Why is Satan trying so hard to destroy the prophetic ministry of music? Because he knows that the moment he cuts us off, we will lose a strong entry point into the glory of God. Entertainment is not music. Entertainment is not Christian music. It may entertain you, but will it give you God? You be the judge. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and the singers were as one. Come on, say they were as one. So there's a place of unity. How good and blessed is when brothers dwell together in unity. It attracts a very powerful unction, like Aaron's unction, a priestly anointing. And sometimes we can get so caught up in the razzmatazz of ministry, or just wanting to be to do the daily things of life, and then we just realize that we are no more one. There are people the Lord has appointed, and that's why you find that even though you may have powerful musicians, but if they are not playing in symphony, it can become very annoying. So they were head praising God, thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with a trumpet, I think we should get a trumpet here. So get a trumpet and cymbals and instruments of music, and they praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, and what? His mercy endures. His mercy endures. Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, verse 14, so that the priest could no longer stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. As you live here this morning, make a decision that if there is any way you will be known in God's presence, it will be as a man who loves God, who genuinely loves God, a man who just wants to please God. Many will go for fame, but they will be wasted. Many will go for what they have always wanted. And yes, you may find it. But if you want to sit with him on that day, the requirement is you must be a God lover. And you must not be afraid to say and to express it. Do we love Pastor David Nkeno this morning? Come on, Harvest World. Celebrate the gift of God in God's servant, Pastor David Nkeno. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory. And I just want to pray for you. You know, David, I just want you to know that this is your house, and this is not something I would say lightly, but I just want you to know, if there's, I'm saying this with every sense of humility, if there's anything you think we can ever do for you here, please just reach out. All right? And I want to ask the Lord that this kind of experience, when I read this scripture, I was reading it because of you. When I read this scripture, this kind of scripture, and I know you've had some encounters in God, but this magnitude, I want to ask that the Lord will make this a signature of your ministry. That when you walk into places, you will not have to say so much. You walk into restaurants, you walk into public places, and the glory of the presence of the Lord will go right there with you, and it will be evident that the Lord had just walked into that place. People will not be praying. You just walk into the place and you come with an aura. That this will be a consistent experience with you in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Lord will lay a grip again on your heart. Till there is nothing left in you that is not singing the song of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do we love Pastor David this morning? God bless you. Thank you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. How many of us were refreshed this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I've always wanted to learn to play the keyboard, but so to